From this mice of Anshei Tveria, that the Chum and Paskin is also to do this, exactly what they do again, they put this pipe of water, cold water, going into the Chamei Tveria to make the water get hot. When the Chum said it's Osti, you should know, Tveria, the Osti the Rabbon, Rabbon asked it, is Botlu Hatmona Vadovra Mois of Hevel. From here we learn, you're not allowed to make Hatmona with something that is Mois of Hevel. If the thing you put around your pot to keep it hot, is moistened heavily, like we'll soon later, gefes, there are certain things, or choil, sand, that makes it get hotter, you're not allowed to make katzimona, even Erev Shabbos, even Friday. Because here the Mice Anshei Tveria was, they put this pipe through on Friday. They put their holes of water to go into the Chametz Tveria on Friday, and they let the water go through the whole Shabbos. So the Chum said it's also to use the water. So you see how Tamona with a dover, moistened heavily was awesome. If you feel them avoid joint, even though you put it here, avoid joint, still it's awesome. Rashi botl hatmona, nesro hatmona bedover mois of hevel. You're not allowed to wrap around your pots with something that's mois of hevel, makes it hotter, material that makes it hotter. So mevoy yoyim nosnu shom afilun. Here the mice was, they put this cold water, this holes of cold water into the Chametz Tveria Friday. O mevnei shatzonim is chame mekach. But since on Shabbos, the cold water that went through the Chametz Tveria got heated up, the avagadim emela, even though the water comes by itself, still it was awesome. What's the reason why the Chum asked Anshei Tveria? Because it was Hatmona, it's doyim to Hatmona. You have this cold water, this cold pipe going through, wrapped around with hot water. That's Hatmona, whatever might have, that's awesome. So Taiz asked the Kasha, what is the Gemara going to bring a Maish of Anshei Tveria for? It's not for the Mishnah later. Taiz asked the Perka of Mahat Taimnin. That the Taimnin, the Matzah of the Melo, the Maish of Anshei Tveria, must listen to the Taimnin, whatever might have, the Perka of Mahat Taimnin, who by January. There's nothing in the Mishnah later. So Taiz gives a few truths, and one Taiz says one second. Here we see how far they went, that it's also to drink the water, we think. They say the Mais Anshei Tveria was, that it's also to have Hanor from this water through Shabbos. So the Mishnah later, that's also to do, we just know Matchila, you're not going to make Katmona. What about the Diyavri, who didn't make Katmona, you wouldn't know that it's Osir. As from here we learn that's Osir, and you're not allowed to have Hanor from it. You have to wait till Matzoy Shabbos. That's the Chiddush here. The Apidum by Joy. Omar Ula Zatula Halacha Kianche Tveria. The Halacha is like Anche Tveria. What he will know it's Mutter. You'll have to be Moisef Hevel. You'll have to make Katmona. Omale Rav Nachman. Chvatavrisu Anche Tveria Lissanayim. What do you mean Halacha Kianche Tveria? They themselves were masking their saucer. They were Makabo the Rabbonin said. And they also broke already their holes to put the hot water through. Rash Lissanonus Lunot Shalhem Shechosu Ben. They were also Chayzer. So now the Halacha is it's Osir. And it's Osir because it's like Katmona. You'd be Makman in the Dover Moisef Hevel. Right. Maise she'osu Anshei Tveria. So what did the Mishnah say? That if the water that was heated up on Shabbos, so it says, in B'Shabbos, if you put the cold water that was running through on Shabbos and got heated up on Shabbos, is has a locha like chamin shrikul B'Shabbos, as if the hot water was heated up on Shabbos, v'yasur b'chitzo b'shtiyah. You're not allowed to use this water to wash with on Shabbos, and no, then you can't drink it. That's rabbanan asid not to drink it on Shabbos. If it happened on Yom Tov, so we say it's also brachitza, you can't wash your body, but motorim b'shtiyah. You're allowed to drink the water, because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook up water to drink. You're allowed to have mishum eichon nefesh, it's mutter in Shabbos. Just brachitza is not called eichon nefesh. Brachitza is called a tainin, it's just called a special enjoyment, that's not called shabu l'chon nefesh. So the Gemara, my brachitza, what brachitza are we talking about, that we're saying it's also to do on Shabbos? Ilayim brachitza is called gufoi. If we're saying to mamish, let's take a shower, wash your whole body, observe it's a diyak. When can you take a hot shower on Shabbos? Only with water that was heated up on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah says. That is Anshei Tveria, the Chamin has a locha, we gave it a chumrah, as if it was heated on Shabbos. It's mashmo, chamin shukum erev Shabbos. If your mamish cooked up the water on erev Shabbos, you cooked up a hot bath, and then it took off the fire right before Shabbos, and the bath or mikveh is still nice and hot, mashmo turin, then you would be allowed to take this hot bath on Shabbos. For the more of a time, we're not like that. Chamin shokma b'erev Shabbos. If you have hot water that was heated up from erev Shabbos, is alocha lomochor es on Shabbos roichetz ben ponev yodav raglu. You only have a heter to use this hot water that was heated erev Shabbos to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. That's all. Avoloi kol gufay. So Rabbanan made exeri, not allowed to make rechitza kol gufay. It's exeri because maybe you come to heat the water on Shabbos then. So Rabbanan asked you, you can't take a hot shower on Shabbos even if the water was heated up from every Shabbos.
Would that apply by Tolos HaChama?
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Even if it was cooked every Shabbos, it doesn't pass. The same is, because if you do it on Shabbos, we're afraid you come to cook up the water on Shabbos. So Bezoi, what do you mean to tell me on Shit Tveria? It has a chumra as if the water was heated on Shabbos. Even if it was heated just Erev Shabbos, it's also do called Gufoy. So the Mar'ela, you have to say that Shan on Shit Tveria, what they asked was, El upon of Yodav Ragl, that even to wash your face and your hands, also the chum asked. And that's only water that was heated up on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have any hanok from. But if you have water that was heated up before Shabbos, that water, the Abanu B'matir, you're allowed to wash your hands and face. Just here, on Shit Tver, the Abanu B'machim, as if it was heated up on Shabbos. For the Gemara, B'zoi Eim is safe. What does the safe of the Mishnah say? For Yom Tif. That Lo Yitzui, the Anshe Tver, you did this on Yom Tif. They put this cold water through the Chamei Tver to be heated up on Yom Tif. It's Kechamei Shuchmu B'Yom Tif. It has a look as if this water is heated up now on Yom Tif, the Asur Vechitza, and it's also to make a Vechitza on Yom Tif, Abu Mutar Mishdiya. But to drink the water, that you're allowed to, because you're allowed to cook water on Yom Tif to drink with. That's Mutar. For the Gemara Bazoi, we're talking about now, what does Vechitza mean? We said in the Reisha on Shabbos, it means even Pon of Yodav Raglam. That we ask that since this water is like heated up on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash even just your face with it. The Vais Kuman on Yom Tif is also the same alochon. That this Chamei Tveria that was heated up on Shabbos, on Yom Tif, you can't even wash your face with it. The Vais Kuman on the Mishnah is only according to Beisham, which is a kasha. The Hur we always pass on like Beisil, and Beisil is matters this. The Tanan, we learned. Beisham Yomrim on Yom Tif, Lo Yicha Modim Cham L'Raglu. You're not allowed to cook up water on Yom Tif just to use for the purpose of washing your feet. And just your feet alone, that's also not called, shavu l'chol nefesh, it's not called l'chol nefesh, you have no heter. Elim came ruin ishtiya. Only if the water is roi tishtiya, then you're allowed to cook it, because you can drink the water. Once the water is cooked, then nobody allowed to make rechitzis ragla. That's how Beishamai. Beisilu matirin, Beisilu says no. To wash my soys, the upon of your yodav or ragla, that's called dover tzolachol gufay. Everybody has to wash their hands and face, Today we're not learning to wash our feet so much because we have shoes and socks. But if you'll be learning just to walk barefoot in the streets, it also be like your hands and your face. That's everybody washes. That's called Dabra Shavlucho Nefesh. That's Beisilu Shittim. Only on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to heat up water to take a bath. That's called Stam Tainin, extra enjoyment. It's not called Dabra Shavlucho Nefesh. But to wash your hands and face that gets dirty, that's called Dabra Shavlucho Nefesh. Who are then Raglub? See if you say our mission now is talking about Pon of Yodav Raglov, and it's saying that Anshe Tveria applies like the water was heated up on Yom Tif, therefore it's also to wash your face. That's not like Beisilu, because Beisilu says you're allowed to cook up water on Yom Tif to wash your face. You can wash your feet, the Avadik wash your hands and face also. So Churatani Beishamai, and the Gemara Omerad Iko Vachanino, Lishtate Ven Kogufi Askina. No, Avadik going like we said before. We're talking about now throwing this water over you and washing your whole body. Yeah? So we're saying now that on Shabbos, that's why on Yom Tov you can't do this, because you're not allowed to wash your whole body on Yom Tov, that's also. You can't heat the water on Yom Tov to wash Kol Gufay, that's not called Dover Shavuchon Nefesh. Who have been on Shabbos, you can't wash Kol Gufay. So what was Akasha? Akasha was that the Mishnah says the reason why it's also because it blinds if this water was heated up on Shabbos. Mashma, if the water would have been heated up on Friday, then you would be allowed to wash yourself. You can't wash Kol Gufi anyway on Shabbos. The Torah says no. Vaitana Awatanahu. Awatana goes like this. Vaitanahu, Detanya. Lo yishtef odam Kol Gufi. You're not allowed to throw water on top of you on Shabbos. Bein Bechamin, Bein Tzoinen. Divrei Rameya. Salt Rameya. You can't even take a cold shower on Shabbos. Salt Rameya. You can't throw water on Kol Gufi. Bein Chamin, Bein Tzoinen. Divrei Rameya. Reb Shimon says, no, it's mutter both of them. Even to throw chaman on top of you, that's mutter. He's asked by says rechitza to go into a hot bath, but to go into like chamit tveria, that's what the chum acid on Shabbos. He can't be roiches kol gufon. But just to throw on top of you, that's mutter if the water was heated up erev Shabbos. That's mutter, according to Reb Shimon. So Mela our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. That this water, if it would have been heated up Friday, you would be allowed to throw it over you on Shabbos, even to be roiches kol gufon. But now that the Anshe Tveria, the Chum Lamachman, said you were not allowed to do this, to make this hot tomorrow with Dover Mois of Hevel. The Chum gave it a din as if the water was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to throw it, I call Gufay, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda makes the Chilek. Bechamin Oser. If it's hot water, you can't throw it on top of your body on Shabbos. Bitzayne Mutter. But take a cold shower, that would be Mutter, according to Reb Yehuda. So the voice comes out, Mishnah comes out good, according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi Lishtatev, Shenoisin Al Gufay. You're not going into a hot bath, but you're throwing hot water on top of you. Umishtatef, and you like rub yourself with it. V'hai tana zotrash Reb Shimon hi. Demata lishtatef kol gufay b'shabbos. You're allowed to throw hot water over you on Shabbos. When? V'chamin shulchum erev Shabbos. If this hot water was heated up on erev Shabbos. V'hainu zekoma. Therefore, the Mishnah has to say, it's oster on Shabbos. Why? Because it's kechamin shulchum b'shabbos. Rabbanan gave it zero as if it's chukmo on Shabbos. Awesome. Hi shulchmu miyes mil shari, but if it would have been erev Shabbos, it would have been mutter. Vi biyomtiv, it happened on yomtiv is also the chama shulchmu biyomtiv v'yosav rechitza. The afilu beistilu l'shari l'hochem biyomtiv el l'pon of yodav raglo. Ah, well, the shit of kol gufe loy. Even according to beistilu on yomtiv, you had to cook up hot water just for the purpose of washing your hands or your face. That's called davar tzorach l'chol nefesh. But to wash kol gufe, that's awesome. So that's good. So the Gemara Omer Rab Chizda. Machlekes versus machlekes pekli. It's only machlekes water in a kli if you can go in the hot water or not. Avo bekarka, if the water is in the karka, then divrei hakomuta. That's the havamina. If the water, the hot water is in karka, like a mikvah, and it was heated up from before Shabbos, everybody's masking allowed to go into the water on Shabbos. It's only a shal if the water is in a kli. So Trashi, pekli, rashloishtab, Shabbos, and mechavna, filu hukum, pekli. So a royoim, if somebody sees you going into like a hot bath, a hot tub, hayoim, huchmu, people think this hot tub was heated up today. Or muchamusa, the toldus or nidu. Everybody knows how do you heat up a tub of water. You have to have a fire underneath. It's called toldus or. The yosel hochim b'shabbos. People then come also to heat up water on Shabbos. They're going nice and sain and mechamin. People put cold water into hot water. So therefore, the kli, where you have a hot tub, so even though it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, Rabbanan asked you not to go into it on Shabbos, because people think it was heated up on Shabbos. Avo bekarkos of Trash, you're going on Matvoyis or Machsoyis, the big ace Mikvoyis in Beis America, the big tail of tubs, v'hai chamayor. The hain chamayor, it's also chamayor, there it's mutter. Why is it Trashi? The batlu mutter is chamin. Is but that's not called chamin for some havmin, the havmin rizal, for some havmin, if the water is in the karka, that's not called chamin. Has usually had to heat up water in a kli. So Kozaman, the water is in the kli. We look as if this was heated up today in the kli. But once the water is not in the kli anymore, it's pulled in into a big mikvah, so we don't see the kli where it's heated up, it doesn't have the gzeirah. See, in the karka, it'd be mutter. They go into a hot bath. In the karka, that's the havimina. So the Gemara name, Vuha Maisa Dan Shei Tveriyo, Arlechur Tzakasha, the Maisa, now Mishta, Dan Shei Tveriyo, was the karka heavy. Hey, it's Chamei Tveriyo, Zichra in the karka, it's in the ground, the hot water in Tveriyo. V'yasul Rabbonin, and still Rabbonin asked you. That water, you can't use that water to make rechitze, and that water goofy you can't do. Even though the water is still the karka, still it's awesome. So the learns like this. Machlekes the karka. Where's the machlekes if you go into the hot water or not? That's only calls them on the water is the karka. Avo the kli. But if the water is in a kli, in a tub, then it's worse. Then divrei hakol also. Then according to everybody it's awesome. It's only machlekes. When is Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda matir? They're only matir if the water is still the karka. So the karka, we don't see the heat. We don't look as if it was heated up right now. Mashiach, if the water is in a kli, then avadir it's awesome. Omar Rosu, see what the locher is. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonom, Reb Yechon, Alokha Kreb Yehuda. A locher is like Reb Yehuda. What Reb Yehuda said, the chamin is osir, and that's where we hold. Any type of a hot water, you can't take a hot shower on Shabbos or a hot bath on Shabbos or throw the hot water on top of you. That's awesome, the Rabbanon. Any type of a hot thing to wash kogufa is also on Shabbos. A lot like Rabbi Yehuda, even b'kli and even b'karka. Omalei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Akasha beferish miloch. Did you hear beferish? That's what Rabba Bar Bachana said, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Or in the klalish miloch, or only in the klal means you heard him say something else. And from that you're madai. Since he said that, mistamad is daloch. And usually when you only have a klal, the moment he has a kasher on it. So it wouldn't be such a klor, like that's the halacha. So the more mind the klal, it won't be the raya from a klal only. The Yomar Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Yechim, Omer Rav Yanai, Omer Rav, Komokam Shata Moitzi Shnayim Chalukim. Whenever you find two people have a machlokes, one connected to the other one. The Yechid Machriya, then you have a third one that says Hachro. He says in between. He says not like the first one, not like the next one. He says in between shittim. You know the cloud is aloch of the divrei hamachriya. The aloch is not like divrei hamachriya. That's why here also the pasuk like Reb Yehuda. His Reb Meir said it's muter. Reb Meir holds it's also bein b'cham and bein mitzoyin. That was Reb Meir's shita. Reb Shimon said both is muter. Sei Becham and Sei Besoin is Mutter. For Rabbi Yehuda, the third sheet is called the Machriya. He said, no, the difference. Becham in, it's always awesome, and Besoin is Mutter. So this is the cloud. Whenever you have two Machlaikis and a Dover, Dibra, Machriya, the Loch is like the Machriya. So that's why I say, Mr. Tomer, Rabbi Bechon is Paschim like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz, the only time it's not like that, is by Aloch and Mikulim Matlonis. We had before a shaila, how big the beggar has to be to Makabul Tumah. Shloisha Tzvachim, Shloisha Tzvachim. The other shaila was a little bit less than three Tzvachim, Matri Tzvachim. Then we had a Machloike Shaf, a Pish Reb Lezer Machma. Reb Lezer said that Kli is bottled. If you didn't put it into your kupa, into your dresser, you just put it on the back of the door, he says it's not Makabul Tumah. We have Yeshua Meku. Yeshua says, no, if you put it on the back of the door, it shows you want to use it. It's called the Choshev Kli. It's not bottom. We have Akiva Machriya. And there, Rabbi Akiva was Machriya and made a chilek. On the back of the door, it's good. On not the back of the door, it's also. So he was Machriya. And there we say, this is the only case, ain't halacha k'dibur Machriya. We don't pass it. In this case, like Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. But every other place we have two machlokes in, and the third one is machriya pasul the machriya. Why is this case of Rabbi Akiva different? Chodad Rabbi Akiva Talmud heavy. He was only a Talmud, so you don't pass like the Talmud Makam Rabbi. The Yehuda Beit Teretz says, oh, how did they Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Gufa was raised from his divya machriya what he said. So why do we not pass like Rabbi Akiva? How did Rabbi Akiva gabad Rabbi Yeshua?